In the wake of Clap for the NHS and us all playing You'll Never Walk Alone a few days prior, let's remember this week in 1985.
Simultaneously, the song We Are the World penetrated all corners of the globe. Radio station KXKW was one of several stations in our community that aired the 6-minute, 22-second anthem.
You and everyone, we are the children. We are the world. There comes
a time. 6,000 radio stations getting together in 25 countries to play the song that was fundraising for the African Famine Appeal. President Reagan, as was, said he'd never heard the song before, but he was moved as he listened to it. Here's something relevant too, from 18 years ago, the death of the Queen Mother. But IRN, Independent Radio News, ended up writing to apologise to its client commercial stations, saying it wasn't their finest hour. The note said, when the audio obit alarm should have been fired, 8 minutes before the 6 p.m. bulletin, which would have made IRN one of the first broadcasters to break the news, an incorrect button was pressed, and it didn't happen. So they didn't hear the news until this.
Okay. It's six o'clock. This is Independent Radio News. Her Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, has died. An announcement was made by Buckingham Palace a short while ago. Peter Russell reports on the life of Her Majesty.
When the Queen Mother was born, Victoria was on the throne and the Prime Minister was...
Oh, those cart clicks. The Queen Mother's death on commercial radio this week in 2002. On a brighter note, this week, a 75th birthday for a broadcasting icon.
Johnny Walker.
From the north, east, west and south, this is Radio England News, live and up to the minute at 8.15. Johnny Walker reporting in the public interest. Hotline New York. The Foreign Secretary, Mr. George Brown, has accepted an invitation.
The biggest selling record for a whole month in Great Britain, therefore Radio 1's number one for 4 weeks. Stand at number two this week for Mud and Tiger Feet. Stand by.
Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognising this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give...
Happy birthday, Johnny Walker. And there he was on board Radio Caroline as it became illegal. That station had launched 3 years before that recording, this week in 1964.
Hello and happy Easter to all of you. This is Christopher Moore with the first record program on Radio Caroline. The first record is by the Rolling Stones, and I'd like to play it for all of the people who worked to put the station on the air, and particularly for Ronan.
Happy birthday to Radio Caroline. Over the years, the BBC has been wondering how and whether it should have a rolling news service. And this week in 1993, listeners were getting a little exercised about its latest plans.
About 300 Radio 4 listeners have taken part in a march to protest against BBC plans to stop broadcasting the service on longwave and replace it with a continuous news network. Under the BBC's proposals, Radio 4 would continue to be broadcast on FM, which some listeners find difficult to receive. The demonstrators marched from Hyde Park to Broadcasting House, where they handed in balloons carrying the message, Save Radio 4 Longwave. Our media correspondent, Torrin Douglas, watched the protest.
Longwave! Radio 4!
Around 300 supporters of the campaign to save Radio 4 on Longwave marched to Broadcasting House, many confessing they'd never been on a protest march before. A large contingent came from mainland Europe and Ireland, where Radio 4 is received only on Longwave, since its FM signals are restricted to the UK. Today, Radio 4 and three other BBC networks began transmitting on the Astra satellite for people with dishes or cable TV. This week, the BBC's Director-General, John Burt, said the corporation wouldn't go forward with a continuous news service until it could ensure Radio 4 reception.
Maybe DAB may work, who knows. I'm not sure if it's apocryphal, but they did say at that particular protest, the Radio 4 listeners were chanting, What do we want, Radio 4? Where do we want it? Long wave. What do we say? Please. It was... Now, the nearest thing we got to a news service, eventually from the BBC, launched this week in 1994.
And it's 19 minutes to six now. You're with Five Live, the brand new news and sport network from the BBC. And now the morning papers. Here's Andy Lewis.
And the reports on Europe this morning are peppered with words like crisis and ultimatum. The Mail has the headline.
Stand by for the all-new Five Live breakfast show with Peter Allen, and that's coming up at 6 o'clock. Now, though, it's time for Adrian Childs. Wake up to money.
Well, good morning. Important days for Westland Helicopters. Will shareholders fall for the charm?
The start of Five Live. Zoe Ball is now ensconced in her Radio 2 show, and it's 20 years this week since she ended her Radio 1 breakfast show.
Oh, look, I made it on time.
Yeah.
I have never been on the show at 6.30 before, normally 10 to 7.
Now, when you finally go home for a couple of weeks or months that you do, you're going to be darning socks and ironing Norman's shirts and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, doing a bit of gardening.
Yeah.
Jenna has never been so well behaved as she is this morning.
The end of breakfast on Radio 1 with Zoe Ball. 1974 now, and commercial radio came to Manchester.
Piccadilly Radio will start at 5 o'clock in the mornings, an hour later on Sundays, and run right through to 2 o'clock the following morning, providing entertainment, news and information for listeners in the Greater Manchester area. On VHF, most of the music will be in stereo, and you'll often find that VHF reception is clearer, especially after dark, than is possible on 261 metres medium wave. Radio dealers will be glad to explain what equipment you need to listen in full stereo.
Roger Day.
And it gives me great pleasure for the very first time to say a good Tuesday morning to you. Hit music for the Northwest. We are Piccadilly Radio.
Piccadilly Radio.
Oh, of course. Of course, I chose the first song on Piccadilly, Good Vibrations. And thanks to the Rotten Turntable, it wowed in. And it was rebroadcast on all other stations. So I thought, what an amateur. So there you go. But anyway, it was Good Vibrations with the Beach Boys. And the Mancunian adventure started. And I had some great times. I loved every minute at Piccadilly. It was, despite all the needle time restrictions and we had to do a certain amount of speech, I loved every minute. It was... We were the rebels up there because we had no internet in those days, and the IBA in London hadn't the faintest what we're up to.
Jackson 5, Gary Glitter, Paul Tubbs, New Seekers, John Jones, Marvin Gaye,
hit music for the Northwest,
Piccadilly 261.
Roger Day and the first moments of Piccadilly Radio in Manchester, later Key and now Hits Radio. So with Richard Skinner leaving Radio 1 34 years ago...
Next Saturday at 5, it's Mark Page on Saturday Live. And remember, we will meet again elsewhere. This is Richard Skinner. Goodbye.
The final Lynn Balls appearance on Radio 2 years ago.
And I'm very, very grateful to everyone I've worked with and to everyone who's listening.
Oh, stop it now. Dear old Lynn Balls.
Sarah Montague saying goodbye to Radio 4's Today programme 2 years ago.
Our editors were Tom Fielden and Rebecca Keating. Good morning.
Radio 2 stopping sharing its FM frequency with Radio 1 30 years ago.
Now at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Charlie Chester makes his FM debut on Radio 2 as Radio 2 no longer hands over the 2 hours from 5 o'clock to Radio 1. Yes, we've FM all the way for you now for the very
and
best...
And the final Chris Tarrant breakfast show on Capital 16 years ago.
Say after me, Mike.
Mike.
95.8 FM.
95.8 FM.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
27 past 7.
27 past 7.
This is Guns and Roses.
This is Guns and Roses.
It's a
Those are this week's Radio Moments.